This is more of Friday, October 7th, our last full day for this trip. I don't know if I gave this, but in case I didn't, the zippity-doo-dah tip of the day is make sure to check out the Next Vacation channel on your television. It's one of the WDW tour channels that they provide. I enjoy getting a great look at all the Disney parks around the world. I don't know about anybody else, but I probably will never make it to see the Tokyo parks, including Disney Seas, or anything about Paris. So this was a great way for me to check that out and see some of the things they get and hope they bring some of the attractions out here. I already mentioned how we decided to go to MGM for the rest of the morning into the afternoon and how we were waiting for the MGM bus. I saw these fuzzy orange bugs buzzing around a flower, and John started singing, "We're pollinators," from Tough to Be a Bug at Animal Kingdom. Well, we also saw a couple driving in their golf cart. The wife was driving, and the husband was driving a remote control car in front of them. So we actually saw was a little remote control car go by, and then came the golf cart right behind it. Now, there's a couple people having fun their way during here in Fort Wilderness. And who said waiting for a bus can't be fun? We only had a few hours for MGM, and I hate rushing. I was already feeling kind of rushed the trip, so I was a little worried about giving up any time to, like, sitting around instead of riding rides or seeing some of the shows. But John suggested we sit down for lunch, and I first balked at the idea, but then I decided, you know, I ended up agreeing with them, and I'm glad we did. We decided to eat a brown derby, which we haven't done in ages, and we both heartily recommend the portobello mushroom and cheese ravioli or tortellini. It was excellent. I wish it had actually been an entree that we had gotten. We both loved the meals. I had a Thai noodle bowl. He had a salmon. But those are kind of things we can get here at home, whereas this portobello dish was very different and not something you find anywhere else. A tour group was going by as we left, and we were on the main street for MGM. And their guide mentioned that the tour should wait for him for a second. But when he turned around and started walking, they started following him again. And so he stopped again, and he made some kind of motion about, you know, wait for a second. And again, when he started walking, I guess they figured he meant for them to follow, that the wait for a second, he already figured out what he needed to do. So finally, he came out with, "Look, I need to use the restroom, and I don't think you want to tour that with me, so I'll be right back." They laughed, and we laughed. And the one woman in the front turned around to tell what they had said. So that was really good. Right outside of Brown Derby and everything, we saw two new Streetmosphere characters. It was a man and a woman dressed like the tackiest tourists you could possibly imagine. Like, for example, the man had on black knee socks with his Bermuda shorts and his sandals and a very loud shirt and white on the nose, that sort of a thing. And I told John that there was a job we could do at Disney. We could play those characters. And he said, "Hon, you don't realize it. We are those characters." We saw the motor stunt show again, and I just love when it says, "Are you ready for a lot of action?" And the sign comes up, "Well, welcome to the Voyage of the Little Mermaid." And then we went into One Man's Dream, which, as always, is very touching. As we were walking in, our pal Mickey said, you know, this was a story about how Walt made his dreams come true, and maybe by watching it you can see how you can make your own dreams come true. And by the end, I felt very insignificant because none of my dreams are anything like that, and I certainly haven't met them yet. So we did get some things done, even though we were, you know, limited amount of time. But it's always too soon to leave. You always hate, especially that last day when you realize that this is it for, unless you, you know, to the next time you can make your next trip. But we were headed for Epcot, so it was time to go there. And now we'll continue in the next lock.